leader of Israel. And I know we have several associate pastors in this room. I thank God for second men. I don't think that you can ever really pastor until you followed a pastor.
Yeah.
I had the privilege for doing that for a number of years. I thank God for our second men here. In Joshua chapter 2, he sends the spies into Jericho. Joshua chapter 3, the Jordan River is miraculously crossed. And in Joshua chapter 4, as we read, some memorial stones were commanded to be set up. And why did God tell his people to set up stones? Why did he do that? I'll tell you why. So that they would remember what God did. It would be a permanent reminder of what God did. This passage that we read has one interpretation, and the interpretation is simply this. God, speaking to his people, told them to set up stones there. That is the interpretation. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter 1:20 that no scripture is of any private interpretation. That is the interpretation. But thank God that scriptures have many applications. The Bible says in Romans 15:4 that whatsoever things were written aforetime, speaking of the Old Testament, were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So I'd like to take this passage today for our event at hand, and without taking it out of its context, I'd like to give it an application. You know, there's all kinds of different moments in our lives. There are happy moments and sad moments and easy moments and difficult moments, and there are breathtaking moments, both in a good way and in a bad way. There are many moments that Satan will try to use to shake us from our faith. And when that happens, we will be helped by some memorial stones in our lives. You know, if I could say, just by way of introduction, those of you that are here today that know Christ as your Savior, it would do you well to go back, if not physically, then mentally, to the place where God saved us. Maybe it was in this church. Maybe it was by your bedside. Maybe it was at a camp where God stirred you, where God called you, where God did something wonderful, some stones in your life. I want to say this. Loomis Park Baptist Church is a pile of stones. Now, thank God they're piled well. Amen? Brother England, I said it before, you did a good job. Praise the Lord. The end there of our chapter, it says, what mean ye these stones? All these stones. You look outside in the beautiful brickwork as you pass by, and I've had more people when I say, I pastor Loomis Park Baptist Church, and they say, where is that? I said, it's out on Elm Road. It's the first brick building without razor wire around it. Amen? And I've had more people say, oh, that's that pretty church. Boy, that's a beautiful church. I said, it's even more beautiful inside when you meet the people. Amen? These stones here, these stones in our gym, these stones on that back wall, they mean something. What mean ye these stones? I've got five quick points, and I'm right on time. Glory to God. Normally I preach about 2 hours. Today I'm only going to preach an hour and a half. Amen. I'll tell you what these stones mean. From 1967 to today, number one, they mean the Son of God still saves. That's what they mean. These stones right here mean the Son of God still saved. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Romans 10:13 still says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Acts 16:31, the Philippian jailer came in trembling, and he said, what must I do to be saved? And that, praise God for that answer by Paul, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I'm here to tell you, that's what these stones mean. These stones mean that the Son of God still saves.
You know, when Pastor Anthony was part of heading up this building project, you know what he believed? He believed that Jesus saves. You know, when Pastor Pike took over after Pastor Anthony retired, you know what Pastor Pike believed? That Jesus saves. You know, when Pastor Marowelli took over for Pastor Pike, you know what he believed? He believed that Jesus saved. And I'm here to tell you on the authority of God's Word and my own personal testimony, I believe that Jesus still saves. I'm going to tell you what these stones mean. They mean that Jesus still saves. Number two, the Son of God still saves. I love this point. I might get stuck here. Number two, the Word of God still works. Still works. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Hey, remember the time, maybe it was here in this building, where the preacher was preaching, whether it was Pastor Anthony or Pastor Pike or Pastor Marowelli or maybe a guest preacher, where the Word of God worked in your heart. I mean the Word. You say, yeah, Pastor, it was this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Listen, the Bible is still our food for growth. 1 Peter 2:2, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby." The Word of God is still our light in a dark world. Psalm 119:130 says, "The entrance of thy word giveth light." The Bible is still our offensive weapon against evil. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Bible is still life-giving. 1 Peter 1:23, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." The Bible still purifies. "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word." Psalm 119:9. The Bible still promises blessing to its readers. Psalm 1:2 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." There's a great song. It says, "God's word changes lives. Its power cannot be denied. The lost find salvation. The foolish become wise. God's word changes life." Hey, what mean these stones? They mean the Son of God still saves and the Word of God still works. Right. Hey, we believed that in 1967, didn't we, church? Yep. We still believe it today. Amen. The Son of God still saves. The Word of God still works. Oh, I can't get stuck here, but the Spirit of God still moves. The Spirit of God still moves. I thank God for how this building went up and just what God did. I've often, when I met with Pastor Anthony for the first time 2 years ago down in Venice, Florida, and we talked about that, I thought what it must have been like to have been a young pastor, just been here a couple of years, really a year, been here about a year, and all of a sudden your building goes up in flames. Just the thought of that. And the Spirit of God moved. And He moved in the hearts of people. And He moved in sacrifice. And He moved in financial giving. And He moved in people getting saved. And He moved in consecration. And He's still moving today. Thank God. Galatians 5:22. "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." I often say when I preach here, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I say, boy, I had good liberty to preach today. That's because the Spirit of God still moves. I've seen people come to the altar. When I thought, Brother Russ, I thought, boy, I laid an egg today. I'd see people come to the altar. I said, what is that? Not my great preaching. It's the Spirit of God. Spirit of God still moving in people's lives. Thank God for the conviction and the chastening and the indwelling and the directing and the illuminating of the Holy Spirit of God. The Son of God still saves. The Word of God still works. The Spirit of God still moves. Oh, I love this one. I'm really going to get stuck here. The people of God still care. The people of God still care. I say this, they care enough to obey His Word. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." One chapter over, he'd say, "Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." John 14:15 and John 15:14. Can I say this? The people of God still care to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching." Can I say this? And I can say this without reservation. Not only do the people of God still care to obey God and His Word and worship God, but I'm going to tell you this, they still care about each other. They still care about each other. John 13:34, Jesus said, "A new commandment I write unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you." He said, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, that you have love one for another." I can't tell you the times, just in my short pastorate, almost 8 years, we've had folks in our church, Brother Bill, that were hurting. Yeah. And you know what we did as a church? We rallied around them. Amen. Because we love them. Right. Amen. Because that's what you're supposed to do. Amen. And I thank God that the people of God still care about each other. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, whether one member suffer, we all suffer. I don't know about you, I got teary-eyed when I was watching that video. I thought about precious saints that had passed on. And I thought about you widows and widowers that are bearing that burden every day. I'm here to tell you, we love you and we're bearing it with you. The people of God still care. They still care to obey God. They still care to worship God. They still care about each other. They still care about sinners. Think about all the big days. Forgive me. Think about all the diesel fuel. Think about all the insurance premiums. Amen. I feel like having a heart attack when I think of insurance premiums through the years. We can give that to missions, bless God. Why do we do that? We care about sinners. Saturday visitation. Gospel tracts. Missions. Missionaries all over the world sent out of Loomis Park Baptist Church. Why? Because I'm going to tell you something. These stones mean we still care about sinners. We still care whether people die and go to hell. We still care. Jude 22, "And of some have compassion, making a difference." The Son of God still saves. That's what these stones mean. The Word of God still works. The Spirit of God still moves. The people of God still care. And then lastly, the trumpet of God is still right around the corner. Amen. I'm telling you what, I can't. We believe that the coming of Christ is imminent. That means He, as He came as a babe in a manger the first time, He's going to come as conquering King the second time. And He said this, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise." Oh, wouldn't it be great to be doing a funeral when the rapture happens? Hallelujah. Amen. I see boom, 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 just people pop out of the ground, and other people standing around. I said, "I'm going up with them." Amen. Hallelujah. All those precious saints that we looked at that serve the Lord here, and they've gone on to their reward. Yeah. You know what, folks? We're 50 years closer than we were when this building was dedicated. You know what that means? We're in the last seconds of the last minute of the last days. Amen. Right around the corner. Right around the corner. That's what these stones mean. That's what these stones... I walk around this building sometimes and I think, how on earth did God ever put me here? Such a wonderful place and such a wonderful people. I think, my heavens, how did I get so blessed? I really, really, just honestly, it's moving to think about. Think about those that laid these stones. And I've said this. I said, if I put up, imagine, you ever seen those stones where they have like a name and a plaque on it and you know, they engrave it? I told our folks, I said, if I ever change and get away from the old Bible and get away from the old paths and get away from the old music and all that, I said, if I was a member, I'd come over here and take my stone away. You cut that thing out. That one's mine. I don't want it here. Amen. Hey, these stones mean the Son of God still saves.
Yeah.
They mean the Word of God still works.
Yep.
They mean the Spirit of God still moves. Amen? Well, they mean that the trumpet of God is still right around the corner. You know what else they mean? The people of God still care. What mean ye these stones? Father, thank you for your goodness.